Thursday the 22nd of October, Dalet Vav Har Cheshvan, Barei Bora Flossing, Lo Sachmod and Chomos.
Shkoyach, first of all, give me a chance to give a shiur. In the parsha of this week, the Torah says that the Amshe Dora Mabul, one of the Averis, and this was the Avera, because of this Avera was the Gzardin, was Chomos. Kimolo Oretz Chomos. What is the definition of Chomos? The Gemara says in Bava Kamma that Chomos is when somebody is goyzel, he takes away something from somebody else, but he gives money. It means he takes away against the will of the owner, but he gives money. This is Chamsin. Toysi says that in Lushan Torah there is no difference between Chomos and Gezel, but in Lushan Bnei Odom, Lushan Rabbonon, this is the Chilik. Means that Gezel is something that is taken without giving money, and Chomos is something that is taken, but the one who gives the money, and this is against the will of the owner. So Lemaise, it's Gezel, but it's called Chomos. It's interesting, the Konim Yofa says on the Parsha, he says like this, that they were making Gzele, they were taking away one from the other. But he says that in a way that they gave the money, because this is Chomos, but in what way? They didn't give the money straight away. One was stealing from the other one, and then everyone was stealing, and they stole food. That is what he said. He brings a medrash. And because when one steals from somebody else, he has to pay. Or he has to give back the object that he took. But because they stole food and they ate it, so it didn't exist anymore, so they had to pay. So the Maaseh said they created a situation that everybody had to pay to somebody else what he took away from him. So everybody owed money to somebody else. So now there is a klal that says Shibudet Ramnusen. If I owe something to Reuven, and Reuven owes to Shimon, so I owe to Shimon, and it goes on like this. So actually, because everybody was mechuyev, had to pay to somebody, so they actually, it was considered like they paid, because one stole from this one and the other one stole from the other one. So actually what they did is Chomos. This is why it's considered Chomos. Because they stole, but they stole with a payment. This is what the Ponim Yofa says. In Yerushalmi says that they stole Pochas Meshuvei Pruta. It's very interesting there. The Anshei Dora Mabul, they didn't want to steal just like this because it's Zayin Mitzvos Bnei Noach. So they went and they made all kind of cheshbonis. That's right. Yeah. So they stole Pochas Meshuvei Pruta in order not to have to pay. But the Bavli says that by Ben Noach there is no difference between Pochas Meshuvei Pruta or more than Meshuvei Pruta, because the whole thing is Pochas Meshuvei Pruta. People are not makpit on Pochas Meshuvei Pruta. They are moich on Pochas Meshuvei Pruta. That's why Pochas Meshuvei Pruta is not considered mom. By Akum, by Goy, by Ben Noach, makes no difference. Even a Pochas Meshuvei Pruta by them is choshev. So the Achronim say that the Yerushalmi is mechulik, is cholik on the Bavli. From this Yerushalmi we see that even by a Ben Noach there is a difference between a Pochas Meshuvei Pruta and a Shuvei Pruta. Anyway, but this is what they wanted to do. They wanted to steal in a way. They didn't want to owe money. They were like in a certain way they were correct, but they wanted to steal without having to pay. The Rambam says Legabeloi Sachmoid, the Rambam says like this. Kol achoimet in Perek Aluf Hilchis Gezeilo. Kol achoimet avdoi oy amusoi oy beisoi vekeilov shel chaveiroi oy kol dubo sheefshar loy sheikneu memenu vehichbit olov bereim vehivtzir boy. Rambam says like this, that if somebody wants to have something from that belongs to somebody else, and he insists and he sends like people, friends, he wants to convince the owner to sell. Ad shelokro mimenu, until he did convince him and he bought it from him. Af al pi shenoisin leidumim rabim, although he gave him a good price, he paid him, and so he is over on loisa shenema loisachmoit. So this is the love of loisachmoit, which this is not gezel. It's not gezel, it's not chomos, because he bought it from him, and he pays, but lekatchile, the owner didn't want to sell, and he wanted to have it, so he insisted, and he managed to convince him to sell. Then the Rambam adds, "Ve'ein loykin alav ze mipnei she'ein bo masa." There is no malchus on this love. Why? Because there is a love she'ein bo masa. There is no masa. There is no act here involved in this iser.
But taking is masa, isn't it?
That's right. One second here. It's a good question. Ve'ein loy blaze ad she'ika chachevet shechumah. Now the Rambam adds that the iser of loysachmoy is only when he, by the end, he took the object, he took the thing. If he didn't take, by the end, let's say he wants to have it, and the owner didn't sell it. He couldn't convince him to sell. And by the end, he didn't sell it. So he's not over on Lois Sachmoy. Somebody goes on the street and sees something and he wants to have it very much. He's not over on Lois Sachmoy. He's only over on Lois Sachmoy if by the end he takes the object. Keinin shenemer lo yisachmon kesef zuv alim v'lukach t'loch. Chimut sheyesh b'maseh. Like it said, the Torah says this is only a way to learn, in the same way that the Torah says, by avoid zuv de lo yisachmon kesef zuv alim on the places that were avoid zuv, that the goyim made avoid zuv in Eretz Yisrael, v'lukach t'loch. That says, lo yisachmon, you shouldn't have a chimud, you shouldn't have a wish to have it and to take it. So we see that chimud, when the Torah says lo yisachmoit, the Torah means lo yisachmoit in a way that you take it. So here also, lo yisachmoit, he is only over on lo yisachmoit if he takes it by the end. So the Ravid says on the Rambam, ve'ein loikin alav zeh she'ein bo ma'aseh, omar avuom, I didn't see such a strange thing what the Rambam says. Where do we see a bigger act, a bigger maaseh than taking the chefetz? The Rambam himself says that Lo Yisachmoit is only over if he takes the chefetz. So he takes it. It's a maaseh. Why shouldn't be malchus in there? And there is another machloikis between the Rambam and the Ravid. This is the Ravid before. When we say that somebody takes, he goes and he convinces the owner to sell, and he buys it, so the Rambam says, he's over on Lois Sachmoy. Do we speak here, in what case do we speak here? Do we speak that the owner by the end said, I agree to sell, okay, they insist, so okay, I'm selling. Or not. According to the Rambam, even if he says he agrees to sell by the end, Roitze ani, I ask him to sell, the buyer is over on Lois Sachmoy, because he actually, Katchile, in the beginning, he didn't want to sell, but he convinced him, but this is what the Rambam said. The Ravid says no. The Ravid says, "Aval pishen yosan leidumi mikorim omar avrom v'loy omar roitzani." He didn't say roitzani. He does not want to sell. The buyer comes and tries to convince him, sell to me. Here you have the money, I give you a good price, and sell to me. And he takes it. But the owner says the whole time, I don't want to sell. I'm not selling. So according to the Ravid, Lo Yisachmet is only in this case. If the owner will say by the end, okay, I agree to sell, here you have the thing, take it and leave me, so okay. So there is no Lo Yisachmet. Because by the end, the selling was according to the halacha. There was nothing wrong in the selling, but according to the Rambam, even in this case, when the seller says, "Okay, I agree, Roitzani, I agree to sell," the buyer is over on Lo Yisachmet. So the Magen Mishnah explains that legabe malkes, they go lishitosai. The Rambam goes lishitosai, and the Ravid goes lishitosai. Why? Because the Ravid, according to the Ravid, he's only over on loisachmoid if the seller doesn't want to sell. So actually, what happened here? He took it. The Ravid agrees that he has to take it. Yeah? Otherwise, if he didn't take the object, there's no loisachmoid. Because this we learn from Lo Yisachmet Kesef Zeruah Aleihem VeLukachtoloch, he has to take it. But according to the rabbi, if the seller doesn't want to sell, though there was no sale, then so what happened here is it's like Ixela. He took it. He has to give it back. But okay, but he took it, and so he's going to give it back. He's not a gazlan. We are not speaking about a gazlan. He's going to give it, but he tries to buy it. He tries to force the seller. So he takes it and he gives him the money and he says, sell it to me. The owner says, no, I'm not selling it to you. So what will be is that he's going to give back the chayfetz, the object, he's going to have to give it back. And he was over on Lo Yisachmet. So according to the Ravid, this is what the Ravid asked. Of course, this is a maaser. Why shouldn't he get malkis? So the Ravid, actually the Ravid agrees that he doesn't get malchus, but because of another reason, not because of that's a lav she'ein bo maaser, but because he has to give back those. He's a lav she'nitan al tashlumin. There's another klal that says that if somebody by gezel, also we have the same klal sometimes that by gezel we have other time, but this time is also goes by gezel, that if I have to pay, I'm over on a lab, but I have to pay, like Gezel, or here Lo Yisachmet, according to the Ravid, but I have to give back the object, or I have to pay. So it's a lab, she'nitan al tashlumin, so there is no malchus on it. But not because it's a lab, she'ein bo maaser, of course it's a lab, she'yesh bo maaser. This is according to the Ravid. But according to the Rambam, Lo Yisachmet is over, even in a case where the moicher, the seller says, okay, I'm asking, okay, I'll sell it to you. So in this case, the sale is a normal sale. He doesn't have to give it back. He's coined it, now it's his, because the other one was masked. But still, he's over on Lo Yisachmet. So here, in this case, says the Magen Mishnah, is what the Rambam says, that there is no malchus. Why? Because there is no maaser. So what are we saying? Yeah, but there was a maaser. He took the object. Yeah, but when he took it, so the seller was maskim. When he took it already with the agreement of the seller. So there was no problem to take it. The Lo Yisachmet was the issa was till he took it. Till the seller was agreed to sell. So that's why.
Can this be talking about ordinary commercial matters?
Yeah. Everything, a watch, or whatever, a house, whatever.
When the price goes up, that's all that happens.
What do you mean?
Up, then it's masculine. Is that still the same
mode? There's no difference. What's the reason why he's masculine? Yeah, there's no difference. What's the reason? But here, the thing is, he wouldn't sell it. He wouldn't sell it. If the price goes up, I don't know, because then he would sell it even if the other wouldn't convince him to sell. You understand? Here, the thing is, because I forced him in a way to sell, because I was nudging him to sell, and by the end he was asking to sell. Anyway, this is according to the Rambam. This is what the Magen Mishnah says, but the Minchas Chinuch asked, but okay, so in this case, if the owner said by the end, I'm asking to sell, Roitzani, so we can understand the shit of the Rambam that in this case there is no Malkus, because in this case there is no Maiseh, because when it takes the object, then it's okay already. But in a case that the Moicher doesn't say Roitzani, yeah, so according to the Rambam, he's also over on Loisachmot. If he takes it, he has to give it back, but if he takes it, the Rambam is masking, of course, that he's over on Loisachmot. So in that case, according to the Rambam, he should get Malkis, because there is a Maise, because he took the object. This is what the Rabbit says, so why? So actually, but we have to say in that case, that according to the Rambam, also in that case, he is not going to get Malkis because it's a lava nitten le tashlumin. But so the Minchas Chinuch asks a kasha and he stays by kasha. He said the Rambam should have said both tamin. Then the Rambam should have said why there is no Malkis on Lois Sachmoid. He should have said because in one case, in some cases the, it's a lava shein boi masse, and in the other case it's a lava nitten le tashlumin. But this reason what the Rambam gives, that it's a lav shein by mas, is not enough to explain why there is no malkes by Lev Sachmot in any case. Anyway, the Rambam says by the end, it's very interesting. The Rambam says in Aluch Yud Beis that every gazlan is over actually on three laven. Is over on gzele, loisig zed, and is over on Lev Sachmot. Because when he steals, he wants to, of course, he's over of Lois Achmot. And he's over on Lois Ave, three laven. V'im gozal uvar b'shloishu laven. The Rambam brings Lois Achmot, Lois Ave, v'im gozal, and if he's gozal, so he's over on these three laven. Okay, anyway, so this is, in that case, also the Minchas Chinuch asked, in the case of Gzeil, it's of course a Maiseh. So why doesn't he get Malkus on the Lois Achmot? He should get Malkis on the Lois Achmot. Okay, so you have to say it's Nitten le Tashlumin, like on Gzeil. But the Rambam doesn't say it. Okay, this we have, this is one kasha. Another kasha is here, what the Magen Mishnah asked, according to the Rambam. He asked like this, if, according to the Rambam, when I'm buying something, and I insist, and I convince the owner to sell, but Lemaise, he didn't want to sell, I want to have it, I'm over on Lois Achmot. But if he says by the end, Roitzani, he's masking, so it's okay. So the sale is a sale. It's a good sale. I don't have to give it back. I can keep it. So the Magen Mishnah asks, there is a klal we pass him like this, according to Rove, Kol ma de omar rachmune lo yisave, I ovid lo yman. When the Torah says something that you shouldn't do it, that it means that not only that you are not allowed, the Torah means to say not only that you are not allowed to do it, but also that if you do it, actually it's not going to happen because the Torah doesn't give you the power to do such a thing. Why? Because the Torah doesn't want you to do it. So that's why the Torah tells you don't do it, and even if you'll do it, it's not going to happen, this what you did. So okay, it says a whole sugya in Tzmura, Machloikis Abai and Rove, if we say this klal, when do we say this klal and when don't we say this klal? So the Magen Mishnah asks, in such a case, when I'm buying, I'm forcing to buy something, I'm forcing him to sell, and I'm buying. I'm over on Lois Achmot. And he agrees by the end to sell. So we say that the sale is happening, yeah, it's hal. So why? Let us say here the klal kolmando marachmon loisave. The Torah tells you loisave. You shouldn't do such a thing. You shouldn't go and force this guy to sell, and you should buy. You're over an esor. Why shouldn't we say then in this case that the mecher is not chal and I have to give it back to him? So the Magen Mishnah says that. Like we see Bagzele, the Gemara says in Tmur, Bagzele, it's a Gzera Sakosuf, that is, the Gzera is a Gzele. Bagzele, the Adinim of Gzele, the Ganev, can be coined a Bishinui, there are some Dinim on Gzele that actually give, they give certain privileges to the Gazan. because of his achas, because he is responsible on the gzele, so this responsibility gives him certain privilege that's called in the lotion of achoinim kinyon gzele, and he can in certain circumstances he can own the gzele, he can be coined gzele. So the Gemara there asks, why shouldn't we say kol mando machman loy sabit loy sigzel loy mehanes? So the gzele shouldn't be hal. So why does he have kinyon gzele? So the Gemara says there that it's gzeres hakosu by gzele. We learned this from a pasuk that the Torah says that the gzele is hal. So the Magen Mishne says the same thing is by loy sachmoit. Also the same thing, it's Gzer Sakosuv that it's Hal. So the Achronim asked, by Lo Sachmet we don't have Gzer Sakosuv. Where do we have by Lo Sachmet such a Gzer Sakosuv? But according to what the Rambam says, that each Gzele has also Lo Sachmet. By each Gzele I'm also over on Lo Sachmet. Is so when the Torah says by Gzele that the Gzele is Hal, so automatically the Gzer Sakosuv, what the Torah tells us legabe gzele, is automatically valid also for loy sachmet, because in each gzele there is loy sachmet. So anyway, so this is what the Magen Mishne says, that on loy sachmet there is like a gzer zakosuv that the mecher is chal, that sale is chal. Even though the Torah tells you don't do it, don't buy in such circumstances. This is what the Magen Mishne says. Actually, there is a teretz in the Achronim. There is, first of all, there is a klal in Kol Man Duma Rachmul Lo Yisav Yovid Lo Yimahan. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings it from the Ma'arit, that it says like this, that when do we say Kol Man Duma Rachmul Lo Yisav it, when the Torah tells you don't do it, Yovid Lo Yimahan, that even if you do it, it's not chal. This is only in a case where when we'll say that it's not chal, the Avera will, it's like a tikkuno on the Avera. Let's say like this. Let's take a case where we say this klal. The Torah says by oines, when somebody's ma'anes a woman, so he has to marry her, and lo yuchal shalcho kol yomov. He cannot send her away. He cannot be megarash her. He has to keep her. This is a iser to send her away. Now what happens now if he sends her away? He gives her a get and he sends her away. So if I say here the klal, kol man d'umach m'lo yisabed yovid lo yimahane, and so the get is not chal. Because he cannot, even if he gives her a get, he is not chal. So, but here we understand this klal, because this klal says that because the Torah wants you to keep her and not to send her away, so even if you give her a get, the get is not chal. Memele, if the get is not chal, so the Aveira is not, we are misacting the Aveira. We are correcting here what the Torah doesn't want to happen. Because the Torah wants him to keep her, and he will keep her, because the get is not chal. But in a case that anyway the Aveira is done, even if we would say, Loi Mahane, anyway it will not take away the Aveira, so in that case we don't say Loi Mahane. So here also, by Loi Sachmoit, even if we would say that the Mecher is not Chal, by Loi Sachmoit, let us say that the Mecher will not be Chal. Why? Because Kol Man Doma Rachmul Loi Savd Yuvid Loi Mehane. But anyway, the Avera he made, he doesn't correct the Avera. He doesn't change Legabe the Avera, he did his Avera. He's over on Loi Sachmoit. So there's no difference if the Mecher, Legabe the Avera, there's no difference if the mecher is chal or not. So here we don't say the klal of kol man d'umach m'lo yisav yod lemahan, and we say that the mecher is chal. But actually there is another teretz from the achronim on both kashes. And the teretz is like this. Here the iser teure, and it's actually a chiddush, it's a very interesting iser, this lo yisachmoit. The iser of lo yisachmoit is the wanting, the chimut, the wanting to have. When I see something by somebody else and I want to have it, is the wanting to have something that belongs to another. This is the iser of lo yisachmoit. But the wanting itself is not enough, because we said the wanting is only over if he takes the object by the end. So it means like this, that the wanting It's like a tnai. It's like a condition. The wanting has to be so strong that by the end the wanting brought him to take the object. But then the iser is not taking the object. The iser is taking the object can be a iser of gzele if the other one doesn't agree. Can be gzele, can be. But the iser here is not the taking the object. The iser here is the wanting, as the Torah says, loisachmoid. Loisachmoid means that you shouldn't want. So the iser. So here we cannot say. If the iser would be here to buy, the Torah doesn't say don't buy. The Torah said lo shachmoy. And here, if he is choymet, he wants to have it, and he's buying it, and he forces the other one to sell, so he's over of lo shachmoy. But here, the iser is not the buying. The iser is not. The iser is there is the chimut. So we can't say here iyuvid lo mehane on the buying, on the mecher. The mecher is no iser. There's no iser on the mecher. The iser is on the loy sachmoy. That's why we cannot apply here the klal of kolmando machmul loy savid yuvid loy mehane. This is one thing to be miyashiv the kasha of the magmishne. And then with this we can also be miyashiv the kasha from the minchas chinuch. Why according to the Rambam is this considered a lav she'ein bo maaseh? If he elchom asi gudel mizeh, but according to this havuna, here the iser is not the taking the object. The iser is the loisachme, the wanting to have the object. The taking the object is only a condition to the iser. So that's why the Rambam says the loisachme in any case is even if the seller doesn't agree to sell by the end, and he's going to have to give it back. But the taking the object, that's not the iser of loy sachmoid. The iser of loy sachmoid is the wanting to have the object, and by the end with the condition to take it. But the iser is loy sachmoid. Iser of loy sachmoid is a lav she'ein bo maaseh. This is the chimut for itself is a lav she'ein bo maaseh. We have a similar case. Where the Osamech is masber that if somebody has mishkolos, and they have to be correct, and if they are not correct, we are not allowed to keep them to keep it in the house. Yeah. So the Rambam says that that if somebody has such ways, such mishkolos that they are not correct, and he keeps it, so he's over on the lab. But there's no malchus because it's lab shein by mas. So the Osamech asks. Why is it always lav she'ein bo maaseh? If he makes the ways, if he makes the mishkoles wrongly, that he makes it likatchile that it should be a little bit less or a little bit more. So why shouldn't it be a lav she'yesh bo maaseh in such a case? Why doesn't he get malchus in such a case? And the Rambam doesn't say it. Otherwise the Rambam would say it that in such a case he would get malchus. So the Osamech says a similar story. He says like this: there the iser is not the making a mishkel that's wrong. The iser is to keep it. If I keep such a mishkel, such a way in my house, even if it doesn't belong to me, I'm over on the iser. If I make it and I'm not keeping it, I'm not over on the iser. So the iser is not the making it. The iser is to keep it, and the keeping it is always a lav she'ein bo maaseh. Anyway, coming back to what the Parsha says. Anyway, so this is Loi Sachmoid. So this Loi Sachmoid, we say we saw the Shita of the Rambam, the Shita of the Ravid, and then Schomas. Schomas is actually real Gzele, but giving the money, paying for this. This is Schomas, and the Amshei de Ramabel, what they tried, they paid, or they were stealing. Pochus Meshuvah Priyuta, that is not Mechuyiv. There is an interesting, once I heard a very interesting thought, that the Gemara says that if somebody gives money to buy something, and more is Einen Koines, according to that, to the Shita, that money is not it's not a kinyan, it's not considered a kinyan to buy. So we say, okay, it's not a kinyan, he can be Choyzer, yeah, he can retract. So, but Gemara says, Mishe Poha, on somebody who gave already the money and retracts, Mishe Poha me'an shedor ha'mabul me'an shedor ha'floge, who he prays. So, it's a very strange thing. Why do we compare this such a case to Doira Mabul, Doira Floge? So the pshat is like this: Doira Mabul, actually, when they stole, they were not mechuyif to pay, yeah, or they paid, or they were, or what's person shove pute. So why did they get such an oynish? The pshat is, he said, kamenshen zens in shgivim. They weren't, you understand? They were not mentioned because it's not mentioned to do such a thing. You steal, you take, you don't have to pay. So according to Bezen, Bezen can't do nothing in such a case. But mention they want it. So they have to, the Torah wants the people should be mentioned. So that's why they got such an oynish. So this is what the Gemara says: if you give the money, you paid already, and you agree to whatever to the king, to the mecher. So, and you want to retract yourself, it's okay, with Bezen you can retract. Aber menschlich ist es nicht. So, Mishe Pora, Me'an Sheder HaMabul, Me'an Sheder HaFloge, Me'an Sheder HaFloge, Du Vasech Hason in Emunah. So you have to believe that everything is Min HaShemayim, and when you say something, and when you make a deal, so you should not retract, and rely on the Rabban Shalom, that everything will be okay. Be'ezer HaShem.